Ready? Okay. Even though I don't like red tape and delays, and I really don't like it when the big things take too long, way too long, way too long. It's just taking too long. It's just taking too long. And I don't know why. And I immediately think it's not good enough. Which actually means I think I'm not good enough. All the ways I have no earthly idea how to live in positive expectation without a deadline. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
It either looks like it's working, or it's just flat out not working. And there's no in between. Wouldn't it be nice if I could let go of believing I'm getting it wrong, or I'm getting it right, and nothing else in between? Something's wrong if it's not perfect. If it's not complete.
If it's not easier.
Faster.
And in my story,
I always make me wrong.
Or I always feel wrong.
Even if I can see the delays
are out of my control,
I still feel wrong.
All the ways I'm always feeling wrong.
Shorted.
Never believing
this is the way it is.
And it's a journey.
There's nothing to earn.
There's nothing to get.
Except
to get more comfortable
with the process,
with the experience
of being conscious
and human.
There's no grade.
There's no I got it right
or I'm getting it wrong.
Every day
is a journey.
Every day
I'm evolving
in all the ways.
I'm stuck in the habit,
the human habit,
that if it's not right,
if it isn't what I asked for,
if it isn't what I was expecting,
if it isn't what I like,
if it's painful and bad,
I got to blame somebody.
Somebody.
Unfortunately, it's usually me.
All the ways
humanity
is hooked on the idea
of blame.
I really want to let that go.
Maybe it does take more time
than I'll ever enjoy.
Maybe it really is slower
than my mind wants it to be.
All the ways
there is no
blame to be had
when I live on a planet
with all kinds of energies,
when I'm in a body
with all kinds of complexities,
when I have more beliefs,
conflicting beliefs,
than I can even find.
Wouldn't it be nice
at this crazy time
if I could relax
and enjoy
the learning,
the attempting,
the juggling,
the stretching?
What if I could enjoy
the human process of awakening
in and of itself?
I can't do that.
I need proof.
I need evidence.
I need results.
Or something's wrong.
Or I'm stuck.
Or I'm betrayed.
Or it's just never enough.
All the ways I'm in
A weird kind of limbo.
A weird kind of limbo.
Where I always feel,
like
I need to do more.
Like I need to do more.
I need to get smarter.
I need to get smarter.
More consistent.
More consistent.
More aligned. More unstuck.
More unstuck.
There's always more to heal.
There's always more to heal.
More to learn.
More to learn.
There's always ways to improve.
There's always ways to improve.
And that may always be the case.
That may always be the case.
Maybe that is human life.
Maybe that is human life.
I want to make peace with it.
I want to make peace with it.
I want to let go,
of the judgment.
Of the measuring.
The measuring.
Measuring the time.
Measuring the time.
The result.
The result.
And I want,
to know,
the fullness.
The fullness.
The experience
of the fullness
of awakening.
No matter what it looks like.
No matter how long it takes.
No matter how the results show up.
Or don't show up.
I want to fall in love
with the process.
Of awakening,
being present,
and ever learning.
Because one thing for sure,
in human history,
it's not really fast.
We're playing with the same pain
we've always played with.
And even though technology
is amazing,
the truth is,
there's still a lot
that can't be done.
I want to relax.
I can't relax.
I want to relax.
I want to assume.
Not with my mind,
but with my heart,
that I'm getting it all right.
That I'm actually getting it right.
I want to align so strongly
with the belief,
with the feeling,
that I'm getting it right,
that I can enjoy myself,
no matter what it looks like.
And the healing journey,
even though so many of us
have weak links,
physical pain,
physical limitation,
or a weird emotional thing,
that we keep circling back to.
No matter what we try,
no matter what we read,
no matter how long we've been praying,
healing,
forgiving,
journaling,
tapping.
I want to let go of the perception
that it's not enough
to seek.
I want to align with seeking
and let go of all thought
that there is a measurement
and I'm falling short.
That life is falling short.
That my desires
are falling short.
I want to remember.
It's a new process.
Being awake.
It's a new process.
For all of us
to learn.
Manifesting.
On purpose.
And I want to allow
myself
the unique perspective
that I am getting it right.
And it does look like this.
And there's nothing to prove.
And there's nothing to fail.
And I can let go
of impatience
and frustration.
Because I'm always going to seek.
And I'm always going to try something else.
And I'm always going to want something bigger.
And better.
Because I always evolve.
Because I'm here to evolve.
Not on my timetable.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I could relax
and let things happen,
trusting me
to take every right action
in my control,
even as I know
I do not
control everything.
Only my actions.
I don't even control
my results.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could fall in love
with the opportunity
to practice,
to learn as I go,
to enjoy
the thought
that I am getting better,
that I'm contributing
to everyone's example,
experience,
process,
and desire
just by showing up.
And now I want to show up with
curiosity
and receive delight,
because I've been really hard on me
and I've been really impatient with God
and the universe
and other people
and processes
and systems
and ideas.
And I'm getting tired.
I want to relax.
And see
what's next
in my experience.
I want to leave room.
I want to leave lots of space
for delight,
no matter how it shows up.
Okay, big breath.